Well, with the lifting of restrictions, there are a lot of changes for many different business sectors across Victoria. And today's deadline for many workers in the state to get their COVID vaccine or lose their job. And that includes workers in the agricultural sector. It's turned out to be a contentious policy for the industry where there's a wide range of views about mandatory vaccines. Bill Bulmer is the chair of AusVeg, that's a national lobby group for the vegetable and potato industry, and he runs Bulmer Farms in East Gippsland. Bill, welcome to breakfast.
Morning, Sal. How are you?
Very well. What do you think about this mandate for your industry when it comes to vaccinations? What's your view?
Well, my personal view is I'm quite happy about having the vaccination mandated. I think it's the right and proper thing to do. After all, COVID is just the latest thing that's caused us many problems in the agricultural sector over the last couple of years. So it's something we should just go and do to get our, make sure our health is right and get back to opening up this great country of ours.
And what's the proximity for workers, Bill? In some areas, the horticulture sector, people might be working side by side in packing sheds or on machinery, and some are also living together in staff quarters.
Well, especially in regional areas, at Bulmer Farms, we employ up to 150 people. At the moment, we've got 110 on staff, and we've got 40 Solomon Islanders coming in next week to start. So, yes, they do work in close proximity, either in the packing shed or out in the field. So it's certainly a high priority that they're vaccinated, one, for their own health reasons, and two, for the betterment of the business.
Bill, you're talking to a lot of people in your sector. Are any of the farm operators saying that they may be in a position where they have to sack some workers?
Well, it's a very contentious point. As you would know, Sal, when you talk about the vaccination, there's a personal view, there's a business view, and there's what the government has mandated. So, you know, we've got to put the personal view aside and look at it as a business point, our view, as well as what the government's done. So I know there is a lot of businesses. I'm also sit on the executive of the state organisation, and there are grower members that have key personnel within their businesses, especially in the Melbourne region, with a lot of different ethnic population or percentage of people that work in their business that, you know, just don't go down that vaccination path. So they're really concerned. As we know, there is a mass shortage of people right across all industries, and agriculture being one of them, and hort. We're looking for people. So to take anyone out of our business at this stage is makes it very difficult.
And is there a concern that you might lose some workers? They might just go across the border to New South Wales, Bill?
Well, that's the other thing. New South Wales hasn't mandated. We have. There are a lot of businesses along the border that we know that makes it very difficult when you're working on both sides of the river or the South Australian border. You know, in New South Wales, they can have all their workers. If they step into Victoria, well, they can't take maybe half their workforce. It is completely unworkable, but I do understand why they have done it.
Have you had any clarity, Bill, from the state government on what happens if a worker refuses?
Yes. In our own business yesterday, we've only had one of our workers that refused to be vaccinated, and he finished up yesterday, which was a shame because he was a mechanic, and in a regional area to get a mechanic is very hard, but he's got his views. We wished him all the best, and told him that there is a job available if he decides to get vaccinated somewhere down the track. But it's certainly making it extremely hard for a lot of businesses to operate.
This COVID situation is having effects in many ways. There's an underlying worker shortage at the moment as well. What's kind of keeping a lot of the fruit and veg growers awake at night when it comes to staffing, Bill?
Well, for us in this region, it's just another thing that has kept us awake. You know, we came out of a drought, we went into the bushfires, we had COVID, we've we've managed COVID now for the last 18 months, and in that time we've had a little earthquake, we've had a flood recently, we just had a bit of a hailstorm, and then you sort of got to worry about whether we can get workers, and then, you know, in the last couple of months it's been really, really hard with both New South Wales and Victoria locked down. You've got to keep planting product every week, and whether then you begin to be able to sell it. So, yeah, there's a fair few farmers getting fairly fatigued right across the board.
And over the next couple of months ahead, Bill, what's on the calendar in terms of crops that are being harvested? Some go, you know, around the year, but what are the ones that are the priorities that are coming up before Christmas?
Well, in the East Gippsland region, it's a big leafy green area, like we do a lot of lettuces. We've just started all our lettuce production for McDonald's up and down the eastern seaboard. Also, spinach goes all year round. Bean season starts. We start planting beans and sweet corn out of this region. So, look, there's a multiple amount of crops. There's 140-odd different crops. So there's always something going in the ground.
You've had some discussions with the Victorian government. What have you asked for?
Well, as I said, I understand why the government have done it. You know, there's a lot of people got ideas of why they should get vaccinated, but the main reason is for your health, not to go to the football or pub or the club or wherever else. But so the government did surprise us a bit when they listed as essential service and put us on the spot with our time frame. We just asked for a clear clarification on where our position was if someone didn't get vaccinated, whether we would face legal action or whether we would have unfair dismissal through Fair Work if we had to let someone go. The only clear direction we got out of the government was that we will employ enforcement officers to come on farm, and if a business is found to have been employing someone that is not double vaccinated, you'll be fined over $100,000 as a business or $20,000 as the individual. So that's sort of a big stick approach, which doesn't really help us, doesn't really help the industry. But, yes, there's no other avenue at this stage.
Bill, you certainly got a lot on your plate there and have had plenty of challenges headed your way. We wish you well for harvest between now and Christmas and beyond. Thanks for talking to us.
No worries. Thanks, Sal.
Good on you. That's Bill Ballmer. He's the chairman of Vegetable Industry Group, AusVeg.